1998年7月18日。
July 18, 1998.
3位藏族牧民在放牛的过程中，
3 Tibetan herders were herding cattle.
看到不远处的冰山上散落着一些不明物体。
I saw some unidentified objects scattered on the ice in the distance.
可当他们凑近查看，
When they get close to look,
却被眼前的一幕吓得半死。
However, he was so frightened that he almost fainted when he saw what was in front of him.
只见地上到处都散落着衣服碎屑和登山设备。
I saw that there were scattered debris and mountaineering equipment all over the ground.
在这些杂物之间，
Among these items,
还夹杂着一些人民碎片。
Also mixed in are some fragments of people.
三个人没有片刻犹豫。
Three people didn't hesitate for a moment.
立即报了警。
Immediately reported the incident to the police.
由此也揭开了一起尘封多年的谜案。
This also revealed a long-standing dispute.
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是探险怪。
I am an explorer.
今天我们就来聊一聊。
Let's talk about it today.
发生在1991年震惊全国的梅里雪山登山事故。
The 1991 Mer de Glace mountaineering accident shocked the entire country.
梅里雪山位于云南省迪庆藏族自治州德钦县。
Meili Snow Mountain is located in Meili Snow Mountain Nature Reserve, Deccan County, Daiking Tibetan Autonomous Prefecture, Yan'an Province, China.
境内
Inside
是横断山脉的重要组成部分。
It is an important part of the Trans-Himalayan Mountains.
其主峰卡瓦格博峰海拔6740米。
Its main peak, the Carlgert Peak, has an altitude of 6,740 meters.
终年积雪，气势雄伟。
Year-round snow, majestic.
是藏传佛教圣地。
It is a sacred place of Tibetan Buddhism.
每年都有成千上万藏民来到此地。
Every year, thousands of Tibetan people come to this place.
朝圣，当地居民对其怀有深厚的敬畏。
Local residents have deep respect for it.
容不得半点亵渎。
No room for blasphemy.
因其特殊地理环境以及宗教文化因素。
Due to its unique geographical environment and religious culture factors.
至今无人登顶。
So far, no one has reached the summit.
1990年12月初。
Early December 1990,
中日两国联合登山队的17名队员抵达梅里雪山脚下的雨崩村。
17 members of the Sino-Japanese joint mountaineering team have arrived at the foot of Mount Everest in the village of Rappu.
目的很明确。
The purpose is very clear.
就是征服这座从未有人征服过的雪山，队员阵容也相当豪华。
The team for conquering this never-before-conquered mountain is quite luxurious.
其中，
Among them,
日方11名队员，
11 members of the Japanese team,
中方6名队员，
6 Chinese players,
包括队长宋智毅，
including Captain Song Ji.
他是当时中国登山界的佼佼者。
He was one of the leading figures in Chinese mountaineering at that time.
队员孙维奇,
player Sun Weiqi,
李志云等等,
Lai Xiyan, etc.
都是国家登山队的骨干力量。
They are all key members of the national mountaineering team.
此外,
in addition,
队伍还包括数名藏族协作人员。
The team also includes several Tibetan collaborators,
负责物资运输,
responsible for material transportation.
队员们抵达时,
when the team arrived,
当地的村民以为是政府派来的科考队前来考察,
the local villagers thought that the team was a government-sponsored team coming to inspect.
因此都是美酒美食,
Therefore, it is all about fine wines and gourmet food.
热情款待。
Warm welcome.
但后来得知队员是为了攀登梅里雪山而来。
But later, I learned that the team came to climb Mount Meni.
村民立即对他们下了逐客。
The villagers immediately drove them out.
千方百计地进行阻挠。
To make every effort to obstruct.
甚至还爆发了肢体冲突。
There were even physical clashes.
但此次登山已经获得政府批准。
However, this climb has already obtained government approval.
无论如何
No matter what,
可以阻挡不了队员们的脚步。
It also couldn't stop the players.
在一个天气晴朗的早晨
On a sunny morning,
所有人都抱着必胜的决心向山上走去。
Everyone walked up the mountain with a determined spirit.
就在同一天
On the same day,
几百位藏民自发地跪在了梅里雪山的山脚下。
Hundreds of Tibetan people spontaneously knelt down at the foot of Mount Menes.
虔诚地祈祷。
Devout prayer.
希望山神能够惩罚这些亵渎者。
I hope that the mountain gods will punish these blasphemers.
可信奉唯物主义的队员。
Those who believe in materialism.
根本没有放在心上。
I didn't give it a second thought.
不久之后
Shortly after,
队员们就已经到达了海拔3500米。
The players have already reached an altitude of 3,500 meters.
他们按照经验迅速地找到了一个避风的拐角处。
They quickly found a sheltered corner based on their experience.
并且搭建了大本营。
And established a base camp.
留下几名后勤人员做后续的接应后，队伍继续向山顶进。
Leave a few logistics personnel to continue the expedition to the summit.
啊，这里先给大家推荐一个好玩的，就是左下角这个小游戏。
Here, I recommend a fun game in the bottom left corner.
这个游戏的设定十分独特。
The setting of this game is very unique.
没选择之前，所有伴侣通通无法知晓样貌，或美或丑。
Before choosing, all partners cannot know each other's appearance, whether beautiful or ugly.
全靠经验和观察。
Relying solely on experience and observation.
观察穿搭品味。
Observe dressing taste.
观察职业属性。
Observe professional attributes.
且每个用户只有一次选择伴侣的机会。
And each user only has one chance to choose a partner.
一旦挑选
Once selected.
无论美丑都必须接受，这里面涵盖了多种职业的互动伴侣。
Accept all the professions covered here, regardless of their beauty or ugliness.
如果你判断不准
If you are not sure.
不妨试试你喜爱的职业去挑选。
Why not try to find a job based on your favorite profession?
但是
However,
切记不要盲目选择，浪费机会。
Don't blindly choose and waste opportunities.
小程序版本无需下载。
The mini version does not require downloading.
赶紧点击左下角试试吧。
Click the bottom left corner to try it out now.
旅途非常顺利。
The journey went smoothly.
藏民的诅咒似乎并没有起到作用。
The curse of the Tibetans seems to have not worked.
后来队伍分别在海拔4500米和5300米处建立了一号营地和二号营地。
Later, the team established the first and second camps at an altitude of 4,500 meters and 5,300 meters respectively.
12月底
End of December.
17名队员已经来到卡瓦格波峰脚下。
17 players have arrived at the foot of the Kawaibo Peak.
并建立三号营地，准备冲顶。
And established the third camp to prepare for the summit.
但就在三号营地建好没多久的一个中午。
But not long after the third camp was built.
山上突然传来一声巨响。
A sudden loud noise came from the mountain.
冰川裹挟着雪堆向三号营地扑来。
The glacier, carrying a pile of snow, rushed towards the third camp.
幸运的是
Fortunately,
雪崩在距离三号营地不足百米的地方停了下来。
The avalanche stopped just 100 meters from camp 3.
队员们被这突如其来的一幕
The team was caught off guard by a sudden event.
吓得不轻
Scared.
但来都来了
But since they've all come,
行程还得继续
The journey continues.
12月26日
December 26th.
天气窗口出现，队伍从3号营地出发，爬到5900米处。
The weather window appears. The team departs from the third camp and reaches 5,900 meters.
并建立了四号营地。
And establish the fourth camp.
然后一口气爬到了6210米。
Then he climbed to 621 meters in one breath.
这已经是梅里雪山攀登史上的最高纪录。
This is the highest record in the history of climbing Mount Meili.
队员们兴奋不已。
The players were excited.
仿佛胜利已经握在了手中。
It felt like victory was already in hand.
12月28日。
December 28th.
太阳高照。
The sun is shining.
天气晴朗。
The weather is clear.
似乎一切都在往好的方向发展。
Everything seems to be going well.
队伍派出了5名先锋队员冲刺最后的挑战。
The team dispatched 5 vanguard members to charge the final challenge.
下午1点左右。
Around 1 p.m.
他们就爬到6470米处。
They climbed to 6,417 meters.
距离顶峰的垂直高度只有270米。
The vertical height from the peak to the bottom is only 270 meters.
可就在这时
Just at this moment,
天气突变
Sudden weather changes.
狂风卷着雪粒抽打
The wind howled and the snow swirled.
在队员脸上能见度瞬间降到2米
The visibility on the players' faces instantly dropped to 2 meters.
队员们只好在原地搭起简陋的帐篷。
The team could only set up a makeshift tent on the spot.
等待风雪停止。
Wait for the snowstorm to stop.
晚上10点左右。
Around 10 p.m.
雪小了。
It's getting cold.
很多队员们趁机退回了三号营地。
Many of the soldiers took the opportunity to retreat to the third camp.
准备找机会重新登顶。
Prepare to seize the opportunity to climb again.
与此同时
At the same time,
山脚下祈祷的藏民已经聚集到了30,000人。
3,000 Tibetan people have gathered at the foot of the mountain to pray.
他们面向卡瓦格博峰进行朝拜，不断地哭泣呐喊。
They knelt down and prayed, crying and shouting towards the peak of Kawanaba.
恳求山神将惩罚降临。
I beg the mountain god to bring punishment.
在这些登山者身上。
In these climbers.
场面极其宏大。
The scene is very grand.
也不知是否是山神真的发怒。
I don't know if the mountain god is really angry.
在接下来的几天里。
In the following days.
暴风雪越下越大。
The blizzard was getting worse and worse.
一直持续到了元旦过后。
Lasted until after New Year's Day.
积雪甚至已经堵住了回大本营的路线。
Snow has even blocked the road back to base camp.
队员们只能耐心等。
The players could only wait patiently.
但用对讲机和大本营保持联系。1月3号晚上睡觉前。
Before going to bed on the night of January 3rd, use the walkie-talkie and the main base.
大本营与队员们进行了最后一次通话。
The members of the headquarters made a final call.
提醒队员们注意清洁周边的积雪。
Team members, please pay attention to cleaning up the snow around the venue.
防止在夜晚出现掩埋窒息的危险。
Prevent the danger of suffocation from occurring at night.
但到1月4号早晨
But at 6:00 a.m. on January 4th,
当大本营试图再次与队员通话时
the headquarters tried to communicate with the team again,
却再也没有得到回应。十七个人
But I never got another 17.
就如同人间蒸发了一样。
It's as if someone has disappeared from the world.
大本营将情况报告给了昆明的指挥部。
The headquarters reported the situation to the command in Kunming.
接到消息
After receiving the message,
后指挥部立即组织了空中力量
The command immediately organized the Air Force.
两准备开始救援
Prepare to begin the evacuation.
1月7号天气放晴救援直升机到达大本营
As the seventh day of the seventh month dawned, and the rescue helicopters arrived at the main camp.
但就在直升机准备起飞时
But just as a helicopter was preparing to take off,
原本晴朗的天空突然又开始下起暴雪，飞机
The clear sky suddenly started to rain down airplanes.
无法起飞
Unable to fly,
空中救援工作也不得不暂时停止
The rescue work by air has to be temporarily stopped.
为了能够尽快展开搜救
In order to be able to quickly launch the rescue of the aircraft,
昆明指挥部花费两天的时间
The commander spent 2 days in the group.
组建了地面队伍展开搜救工
Organized ground teams to carry out rescue operations.
救援队沿着不同的路线上山
Help the team to climb the hill along the road.
由于山上的积雪十分严重
Due to the heavy snowfall on the mountain.
只有经验最为丰富的西藏登山队
Only in the most experienced Tibetan mountaineering teams.
到达了海拔5300米的二号营
Reached the second campsite at an altitude of 5,300 meters.
但就在他们准备前往三号营地
But as they were preparing to go to the third camp,
时救援队伍却在三号营地的方向听到了雪崩的声音
The team was on its way to the third camp when it heard the sound of a snowslide.
为了避免再生事
To avoid recurrence accidents,
指挥部立刻要求所有救援队伍全部下
The command immediately ordered all rescue teams to disembark.
所幸没有造成人员伤亡。
Fortunately, no one was killed.
直到1月22日
But on January 22nd,
梅里雪山的天气突然好转。
The weather on Mount Maile suddenly turned for the better.
随后指挥部派出了高空侦察机。
Subsequently, the command dispatched reconnaissance aircraft.
在雪山地区拍摄了大量的照片。
A lot of photos were taken in the mountainous area.
照片显示
The photo shows
三号营地的位置已经完全被冰雪覆盖。
The third camp has been completely covered in ice and snow.
没有任何人生还的迹象。
There are no signs of life.
随后
Subsequently,
中日双方召开会议
Both sides of China and Japan held a meeting
结合梅里雪山的地理位置和环境因素
Based on the geographical location and environmental remains of Mount Maile
如果继续展开搜救
If the search and rescue operation continues
可能连救援人员都会有生命危险
Rescuers may also face life-threatening situations.
在多番思虑之下
After careful consideration,
双方最终一致决定停止搜救
Both sides finally agreed to stop the search and rescue.
宣布17名登山队员全部遇难
Announce that all 17 mountaineers have died.
至于遇难的真正原因
As for the true reason for the death,
已经无从考证
No longer verifiable.
有人推测是雪崩
Someone speculated that it was an avalanche.
因为三号营地设在一处巨大的雪坡之下
The third camp is located under a large snowdrift.
而当时山下聚集的藏民们发出了巨大的悲鸣声
And at that time, the Tibetan people gathered in the mountains, and they let out a huge cry.
正好与山体产生共振。
Resonates with the mountain.
导致积雪松动。
Causes snow to loosen.
从而在一夜之间将所有队员全部掩埋。
Thus, all the members were buried in one night.
直到1998年7月18日。
Until July 18, 1998,
德钦县的三位牧民在放牧的过程中
Three herders from Deakin County were herding their livestock.
意外地在民永冰川发现了大量散落的登山工具和人体遗骸。
Unexpectedly, a large number of mountaineering equipment and human remains were found scattered on the Menion Glacier.
经过相关部门的调查发现
According to the investigation by relevant departments,
这些物品正是1991年登山队员的遗物。
These items are the relics of a mountaineering team in 1991.
而大量遗物出现在同一个地方。
And a large number of artifacts appeared in the same place.
也间接证明了雪崩的可能性。
This also indirectly proves the possibility of avalanches.
随后
Subsequently,
在当地牧民和登山协会的共同努力下
with the joint efforts of local herders and mountaineering associations, 16
具遇难者的残骸被找回
The remains of the deceased have been found.
只有一具
Only one.
至今仍然下落不明。
Still missing.
在这些遗物中
Among these artifacts,
调查组发现了一名日本队员佐藤的日记。
The investigation team discovered a diary belonging to a Japanese player, Sarto.
其中记载了事故发生前几天的情况。
The text records the situation a few days before the accident.
而日记的内容更是让人脊背发凉。
The content of the diary is even more chilling.
内容大致如下。
The content is roughly as follows.
在第一次尝试登顶时
On the first attempt to climb,
几乎所有人都出现了幻觉。
Almost everyone experienced hallucinations.
有人看到帐篷300米外。
Someone saw a tent 300 meters away.
有很多人影在晃动。
There are many people moving around.
而且人声嘈杂。
In addition, the noise is loud.
他们已经得到消息后。
After receiving the news from Benning,
嘱咐我们不停地放音乐。
Tell us to keep playing music.
害怕我们失去知觉。
Afraid that we will lose our consciousness.
可是。
However,
我们随身听中的音乐。
The music in our portable players
却变成了渗人的女人的笑声和婴儿的啼哭声。
It turned into the laughter of a woman who became a saint and the crying of a baby.
大家都被吓得魂不附体。
Everyone was terrified.
开始绝望。
Start to despair.
马上就是元旦，营地里的人提出要举办晚会。
Soon, the people in the camp will be holding a New Year's Eve party.
但是大家情绪低落。
But everyone was depressed.
没有人响应。
No one responded.
因为帐篷里不时地飞入雪花，积雪虽然不多。
Although there are occasional snowflakes and snow drifting into the tent, it is not many.
但永远清理不干净。
But it can never be completely cleaned.
不仅如此
In addition,
有的队员还开始发烧
Some players have started to have a fever.
吃退烧药也不起作用
Taking fever reducers doesn't work.
发烧的几个队员发出同一种声音
The feverish players all made the same sound.
他们要来了，快跑
They are coming, run.
而日记结尾
And at the end of the diary,
用密集的文字写着
Write in a dense, compact style.
他们向我们走来，不好了。
They are coming towards us.
我们逃不掉了。
We can't escape.
这些记载的文字不免让人细思极恐。
These recorded texts are not without causing people to think deeply and fear.
为什么日记中会出现如此诡异的内容？
Why do diaries contain such strange content?
在山难发生之前，
Before the landslide occurred,
登山队员又究竟经历了什么？
What exactly did the mountaineers experience?
难道梅里雪山真的存在着某种不为人知的力量？
Does Mount Meleshi really add some unknown power?
这一切的答案如今已经无从考证。
All of this is now unconfirmable.
但种种诡异现象无疑让人们感受到大自然似乎真的拥有着一股不可抗拒的神秘力量。
However, the various strange phenomena undoubtedly made people feel that nature really has an irresistible, mysterious power.
为了避免悲剧的再次发生
To avoid the recurrence of tragedy,
以及尊重当地的民俗文化
and respect local customs and culture,
2001年
2001,
德钦县人大常委正式规定
The People's Congress of Deakin County formally stipulated,
禁止攀登梅里雪山
Do not climb beautiful snow mountains,
直到今天
Until today,
梅里雪山的所有重要山峰都没有登顶成功的记录。
All the important peaks in the beautiful snow mountain have not been successfully climbed.
而这座藏民心中的神山
And this mountain, which is the sacred mountain in the hearts of the Tibetan people,
也成为了我国唯一的一座净山。
It also became the only clean mountain in China.
好了
Okay.
以上就是本期节目的全部内容。
That's all for this episode of the program.
感谢大家观看。
Thank you for watching.
我们下期再见。
See you next time.